Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Truth is Out There, Voice of the People radio show on Block Talk Radio. We're doing like a makeshift here. Some of the speakers and the mics are not working properly, so we're working through phones and system. So if you feel a little low or get echo, sorry about that on the show. And first of all, I want to welcome everybody in the show. The call number is 515-602-9657. And happy Valentine's Day for everybody that's listening across the country and around the world. Let me bring on the Valentine herself, Scarlett. How you doing, Scarlett?
Great. Happy Valentine's Day to everyone. And then again, every day is Valentine's Day for everybody. It's a great day.
It's very important, but there's a lot of things going on around the world that's very important right now. And we got a problem.
I've been putting thought to today's shootout. It's to take Biden off the front page news. You know that, right?
Yeah, but it didn't because it turned out to be illegal aliens. This guy, it's an Islamic extremist.
So, two of them. You don't think that they'll schmeck set it up more, especially since Bobolinsky yesterday. So they want that off the front page. Obama certainly wants it off the front page. Don't tell me. You know, there's no way. Every time something really bad happens to them, they make sure somebody dies or something tragic happens. That is their MO.
That's true. But I have to congratulate the fans over there at the parade in Kansas that corralled one of them. The cops got one of them, but the fans got the other, and they actually tackled them and held them down till the cops came. So that's a big thing. But we do have a call on the line, the 541. I believe that's Mark, but I'm not sure. Mark?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. You have any comments about what's going on today?
Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, great. The damn Republicans, four of them, voted open border. I left a message for each one of them. I left a message for one of them was I forget his name anyway. I left a message for four Republicans who voted for the guy in California voted yes, and so that was McDonald. So anyway, I called his office up and I told him exactly what I'm going to say exactly what this is. On the NRA, I approve this message. When you support open borders, you support terrorism. You're not supporting public safety. You're supporting terrorism. Every single rhino Republican supports open borders, supports terrorism. All right? There you go. Nick
you know,
Obama, you support open borders. You support terrorism in this country. I'm telling you that right now. I'm calling you guys out on it.
Mark?
Yeah.
Mark? Okay. You remember at the Supreme Court when Roberts and Amy Coney Barrett voted against to close the borders? It's those two individuals' fault because the borders would be closed right now.
Yeah, exactly. It's a rhino. There's a liberal rhino and the Democrats do not want open borders. They have blood on their hands because they got terrorism in this country. Did you know we have five terrorist attacks in this country? One in Seattle Chase Bank. Chase Bank downtown Seattle. That's number one. Number two, Portland in the parking lot at Macy's today too as well. That has not been reported. I've been alerted by the Defense Oversight Committee sent me five alert text messages just now on my phone saying that we have five major terrorist threats, one from Russia, one from Syria, one from Iran. I'm not done yet, guys. Don't interrupt me. I'm pissed. All right? I'm on a roll over here. I have one from Syria. I got one from Iran. I got one from North Korea. I got one from China. I got one from Russia. These are terrorist threats that are going to happen this week, guys. And these are credible threats.
And all
so,
thanks to Obama and the Bobolinsky.
I'm sick. You know what? The Obama regime, the Biden regime, they're evil. They support terrorism. We need to throw them in the Iron Maiden. That's what we need to do with these people.
It.
Throw them in a damn Iron Maiden.
I'm
sick of this crap. I'm tired of being tired of the political correctness in this damn country. Tired of woke. You guys should be shot. I mean, everybody should. You know, I'm tired of this crap. I'm tired of the cancel culture. They want to defund the police. They don't give a damn about justice anymore. All they care about open borders, bringing terrorists in here, having corruption. Don't care about the flag. Don't care about the Constitution. They are destroying this country. That's what they're doing. And in my message for Annie Miller is she's got Muslim friends. Well, her Muslim friends did the attack today on the damn parade. You support terrorism, you have terrorism. That your friends are terrorists. Don't you understand that, Leslie Miller? You have friends who are terrorists who did evil today. That's what they did.
Yes, that's true. Now, as far as the Russian one, that was threat. The threat is this: that they are sent up a satellite with possible nuclear weapons on that satellite. That was a sensitive threat. And the Biden administration knew about that. They were sending it, did absolutely nothing. And now Congress is asked for a media hearing on that. So that's one of the things
going
on.
Congress needs to get Congress and the Senate needs to work together, get these people out of office, get Donald Trump back in there, because we have a president who shouldn't be a president right now. The guy is incapable of thinking right now. He's compromised completely.
He's mentally incompetent.
We don't want Kamala. Get rid of Kamala.
Get rid of all of them. Get rid of Mucha, Michelle, Ray, Margot, and Cabell. Moo, throw her on the bus. Take her out and throw her on the bus with Oprah Winfrey. And take Whoopi Goldberg. Take Whoopi. Whip that Whoopi under the bus. You know, whip that Whoopi under the bus. Throw them under the bus. I'm tired of these people. Hang them. Hang them. Hang them by the damn bushels. I don't care. I'm tired of the political correctness crap that the fake news is trying to force us down our throat right now. We should be on level 4 DEFCON 4 right now. Put this country on the highest alert. Lock this country down again. We have no choice because terrorism is here. We have terrorism all over the place right now. They're popping up all over. 15 million illegal immigrants. And you know what? They're all armed, and they're carrying biological weapons against us. Lock the country down again, guys. We have no choice. I'm sorry. We have no choice. We have to do that. Get ICE. Get the military. Concentrate these people. Get them out of this country. Because if we don't do it, we're going to have major, major disasters. We're going to have 9/11. 10 times over, 100 times over again.
Did you know ICE has $700 million missing?
I told you guys, I warned you about this crap. I said we got to lock this country down again. I told you we're going to have, because of COVID, no, because biological weapons. Again, they're going to use it against us, guys. We're facing a nuclear holocaust. We're not careful. Look what's going on in Israel. Look what's going on in Jordan right now. Look what's going on over in Ukraine. I mean, they found an underground tunnel going to Russia. And this is, you know, they got underground tunnels going through this country right now. The cartel does. They're using weapons of mass destruction. I'm telling you, these people are terrorists. We do not have this country is not for sale. This country should be locked down. This country needs to be safety first in this country. Put America safe first in this country. You have to do that. You have no choice. We have to march along this country. That means lock the country down, do a martial law, not for a week, just for 72 hours, just for 2 days. Let this country lock down for 72 hours until we get rid of these people because they've got
that.
Terrorism
they're
in this country.
Sure. They're
okay.
Not going to do that.
Okay. Okay. What would you like to do?
Play the door.
There you go.
Okay. I got you.
All right, well, thank you guys for having me on.
Okay.
Don't you love her badly? Or don't you need her badly? Don't you love her ways? Or tell me what you say. Don't you love her face? Don't you love her ass?
That's for Valentine's Day.
That's it.
Yeah, and that's a big thing. Yeah, and Mark, I'd like to thank Mark for coming on the show. Thank you for spending the last segment with that. And he was really on fire today. But we also have to run our show, too. So that's a big thing.
You think you agree with him? We need to shut the place down?
I don't know. Look. About shutting
would
the whole country down.
Would you be martial law for 3 days?
No, I don't think so. I think that's but when you have the largest deportation efforts in the country's history when Trump gets in. That I do know. And he's right about all this terror stuff. And we have very weakness in the White House right now, but we really stuck right now because Kamala Harris is worse, and there's nobody to take his place, so we have stuck with it for a few more months.
Yes, we are.
I know.
Till
but
next
we
January.
We've got to work with it.
Well?
Now, as far as my comment,
did you disagree with
last...
me? Hold it. Did you disagree with me about Roberts and Comey?
No.
No,
I think I'm blowing my hands for what they're doing.
Why did they want to close the border?
Because the case is still going through the courts. They couldn't do anything until it got through to them legally. So they had to leave it the way it is.
Do you think they pussied out?
No, because they're coming to this case is going to be at the Supreme Court in a couple of days anyway, and then they'll overturn themselves.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
So it's just a matter of a few weeks.
But
I do have something that I can see here that goes towards this goes towards for the border and here it is. It's going to be kind of strange hearing it this, but I'm going to do it anyway. Here is the snake poem. On her way to work one morning, down the path alongside the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor half-frozen snake. Its pretty colored skin had been all frosted with the dew. Oh, well, she cried, I'll take you in. I'll take care of you. Take me in, oh, tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, the tender woman, sighed the snake. She wrapped him up all cozy in a coverture of silk and then laid him by the fireside with some honey and some milk. Now she hurried home from work that night. As soon as she arrived, she found that pretty snake she taken in had been revived. Take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman, sighed the snake. Now she clutched him to her bosom. You're so beautiful, she cried. But if I hadn't brought you in by now, you might have died. Now she stroked his pretty skin again and then kissed and held him tight. But instead of saying thanks, that snake gave her a vicious bite. Take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman, sighed the snake. I saved you, cried that woman. And you bit me even wide. And you know your bite is poisonous, and now I'm gonna die. Oh, shut up, silly woman, sighed that reptile with a grin. You knew damn well I was a snake before you brought me in. Please take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman, sighed the snake. That is the snake call, and it has tremendous meaning of what's going on for those two people that this mass shooting say in Kansas at the parade. What's the snakes applying the bite? And we're going to have a lot more of that and over the days and weeks to come. And you can thank Obama, Biden, and all the rhinos and every single Democrat for that, for what happened today in Kansas. Any comment? Okay. The other thing is, let me make a little comment what happened in New York.
People gotta go have fun and cheer on their team. And what happens?
There was like
shot.
A million people out there.
It doesn't matter. Are you on a speaker or not?
I'm on speaker, yeah.
Okay, because I can't hear you. Keep going in and out.
Well, I hear it. I'm on the headset with a speaker on the other thing. So I hear what's on there. But the thing is, I'm going to tell you something about New York. The Republicans, once again, they listen to the left and they listen to the rhinos and they listen to all these people about George Santos and everything. They should have just let him run out this clock and not run in November.
But
they would still have that seat.
They're stupid.
Right. So they picked up a candidate that ran. They chose a candidate to run in that district who was a former Democrat that became a Republican. And so she's an IDF, Israeli Defense Force person, but she stayed there and she switched parties, but she was also an unknown. And she couldn't compete against the guy that was a congressman there before that Santos
right.
defeated.
Right.
So he got his knee back, that guy.
He already had Dave and a reputation because he was
right. He was there before.
And the Republicans fucked up.
Right, literally. But
they do.
She refused to take, and she refused to go to support Trump, and that hurt her too.
So what'd you pick her for?
All right, so that was the end of it.
Well, you know.
Well, November's coming. This guy that went to yesterday, it's only
stupid.
Got to November.
Well, I want them all gone.
Yeah.
Cause they're not
we're going to play we'll play another
we're
song.
Go ahead.
Getting to the point where I'm no fun anymore.
I am sorry.
Sometimes it hurts so badly I must cry out loud.
I am lonely.
I am yours. You are mine. You are what you are. You make it hard. Remember what we said and done and felt about each other.
Oh, babe, have mercy.
Don't let the past remind us of what we are not now.
I am not dreaming.
I am yours, you are mine, you are what you are. You make it hard.
Oh, oh. Tearing yourself away from me now, you are free, and I am crying. Does not mean I don't love you, I do, that's forever, yes and for always.
I am yours, you are mine, you are what you are, you make it hard.
something inside is telling me that I've got your secret.
Are you still listening?
Fear is the lock and laughter the key to your heart.
And I love you.
I am yours, you are mine, you are what you are.
You make it hard, and you make it hard, and you make it hard, and you make it hard.
Thank you.
Again, that's another song for Valentine's Day. You like the song, The Scarlet?
Yes, Sweet Judy Blue Eyes by Crosby, Stills, and Nash & Young.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now, this is more of a light-hearted show today because of Valentine's Day. We throw in a full political stuff, and we talk about everything, including Bob Alinsky's big announcement yesterday in the testimony with the congressional hearing. In the deposition that he took, where he named Joe Biden as the brains. He is the brand. And he's the title goes back to 2015, 2014. And at that time, Biden was still VP on this and had the CCP and that tied the bomber in the two and all that stuff. So that was happening yesterday. And, of course, Biden with his brains and he's refusing to take the test.
Obama, too. You know, both were in cahoots.
Mm-hmm. So that's a big thing there. So, you know, in between that, we've been playing songs tonight. And boy, some of the things. We still got another song we're going
to
play. So
to find out how he went from a Porsche lap to a billionaire, right?
Yes, exactly. Now we know. But he always throw the money. He's
but
supposed to be riding the train, flying back and forth from Delaware to D.C. But he owns four homes when he's a senator, millions of dollars. How did he get that money?
Did everybody enjoy Super Bowl? I did. I even enjoyed the halftime show with Usher.
Yeah, it was good.
It was good. And they won.
Yeah.
Last second, they won on overtime.
Yeah, on overtime.
And San Francisco bitched.
Yeah. They fired the defensive coach today.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. Anyway, we got another song to play.
Okay, this one's for Gabby. Ooh.
the sky are also on the faces of people passing by. I see friends shaking hands, singing, how do you do? They really think I love you. I hear babies cry and I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than we'll know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Someday I wish upon a star, wake up with the clouds up far behind. Be where trouble melts like a lemon drops, high above the chimney top, that's where.
I'll tell you, we got a lot of programs coming back on the air now. We got after the Super Bowl, we got all our normal programs coming back. Next Monday is going to be a very sad show on the NCIS because it's all about Ducky, which is Dave McCollum, who passed away during the strike. So they did this show on him, and that's on this coming Monday.
What was his name on that promotion?
On what?
What was David McCullough's character's name on that promotion?
Ilya Kuryakin.
That's it.
Yeah, and he also played on a lot of movies. He played in Perry Mason. He played in a lot of other places, westerns. He also played in a movie called The Great Escape. So, and there's a bunch of others.
He was in The Great Escape?
Yeah, he was in The Great Escape.
He was in, yes he was. Sorry, you're correct.
Yeah. And there's a bunch of others.
All-star cast.
Yeah. You know, and there's going to be a lot of different things going on, this new shows and stuff like that.
Quantum League.
Yeah.
Which one do you like better, the one now or the one with the
Scott Bakula?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that one's it's different. It's a different setup. It's after Scott Bakula and Al.
But they talk about Al as the new one.
Yeah, and they talk about Scott too.
They do.
Yeah. So this is second generation, Mike. So, we got $1 song if you want to play.
Okay.
Love is but a song we sing, see as we will die. You can make mountains ring, or make the angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing, and you may not know. Why diamonds for her saddle. We are but in moments of life, fading in the gray.
Today's
show
with
the song.
I love it.
Perfect. You know what started this week?
What?
The pitchers and catchers reported to spring training starting this week. Baseball spring training starts.
Boo boo games. I'm ready.
Yeah. They started to report pitchers and catchers started reporting this week.
Good. We could use some baseball.
And you're going to see a lot of different teams playing with a lot of different things. So spring training, the Marlins are playing in Jupiter. That's where their spring training is. Take along with Houston. And the Mets are in St. Lucie with the St. Louis.
Right.
And Yankees are in Tampa area, St. Pete.
Yeah.
And you know, Yankees used to be at Fort Lauderdale years ago. Remember?
Yeah.
We took
Commercial Boulevard.
Yeah. And we took
closed the stadium down. That was a good game.
Yeah, but you know what?
We should still build a triple A club down here so they could come play.
Yeah. But anyway, I'd like to take everybody to the Marlins Park down there. It's easy. All you do is take 95 down to exit 3, turn on exit 3, and get off of the stadium, go down, and then you got to find parking. That's it.
Expensive to go to a boo-boo game.
Parking's about $10.
Food.
The food, they actually reduced the price unless they raised it again, but they reduced it. It used to be an arm and a leg, but they cut it down
for
somewhere.
For a family of four, it's about $200.
No, less than that.
Okay.
About $100.
Who
not
has
counting
it?
The ticket. Not counting the ticket and the parking.
They can barely pay their bills and put food on the table. Who has it?
I don't know, but they usually average about 15,000. I think this year they're probably a little bit more than that.
Did you see what they did at CBS? They laid off 800 people because they were conservatives.
Including Edrich. They used to be a Fox News.
They laid her off. That new woman who's a woke, choke bitch. Laid them.
No, so that's a big thing there.
They walked in and got their pink slip. 1, 2, 3,
yeah,
you're out.
Thanks to Paramount.
Yeah. This is Scarlett Butler telling everybody I'll be back on Sunday. Everybody have a great week. God bless Israel. God bless the USA, and hopefully this cold will be gone. Good night, everybody. Bye.
And hopefully we get our system set up better with the mics and everything else. I'm going to play one song, We Won't Back Down, because we're never going to back down, and then we'll close the show.
Turn.
We're never going to back down. Okay, again, I want to thank everybody for listening tonight. And pardon our sister's technical difficulties that we have with the mics. So excuse the echoes on occasions, but we're working on a makeshift. But again, I want to wish everybody, all listeners, a happy Valentine's Day around the world. Remember, there's a very important election coming in November. The survival of this country is at stake. We have to get out there and vote and get Trump back in office and get all the mega Republicans in office, and no more rhinos and no more Democrats, and let's secure our borders. If we don't, we don't have a country. In the meantime, I want to thank everybody. I want to wish everybody again a happy Valentine's Day. We'll see you on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Block Talk Radio, The Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People Media Network. The call number is 515-602-9657. Have a good night and see you, and we will see you on Sunday evening.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Good night, America. See you on Sunday evening. Happy Valentine's Day. Good night.